Is my hair okay? We're all right? We're good? Sorry for the delay to get over here. I had some things in the locker room to work through a little bit. So glad to be 1-0, fortunate to be 1-0, and really thankful for the way that our offense played today. Obviously, got a lot of playmakers all across the field. Drew played about as good as I've seen him play. He's practiced really at that level most of fall camp, and was excited to see it carry over. We've got a lot of guys, if we have a chance to get the ball in their hands in space, then I think we can go do something with it. We've got three tailbacks I feel really good about. And then up front, if you look at Trev Sims with the first start, played really well. Just talking to Coach Ellerby after the game. And then Tristan Castillo, the other first-time starter there up front at center. Both those guys have said they handled it pretty well. And so excited about what they did offensively and about the consistency that they had. The good, the bad, and then the ugly, right? The bad and the ugly, how we played on the other side of the ball. All those fingers point right directly at me, and didn't play worth a darn in the first half. Thought we tackled poorly. I thought our intensity wasn't very good, and that starts with me, and look forward to getting to work here in a couple hours on our next opponent. And really at halftime we went, and I made one call really in the second half and just stuck with it. So, got a lot of work to do, but I feel, I don't want to get many arena football scores as we keep going on this deal. So we got to get it fixed on that side, and I'm pretty confident that that's going to happen. You're not going to get me down. I'm going to want to know. So I look forward to going back to work, and I like the progress and the jump that we're going to make between week one and week two. And I think we've got a chance of being a really good football team as the season wears on. But we've got to push, and we've got to know where we can get better and have the ability to go grind and get that done. So that's what I like. I like building it. And we're going to continue. First half defensively, I was trying to do a little too much. They got us on some alignments early on a couple of things, and then we didn't. We were in position, point of attack, and didn't do a very good job. So anyway, it's kind of a short recap of my thoughts, and got a long ways to go, but I'm excited about it.
There is an appropriate level of concern for what you saw defensively.
More than anything, I was concerned with, we had, in our just the tackling early on, what we had shown in fall camp, the times we had done live tackle on the drills. I thought we were going to get a little better carryover into game one with that, and obviously we didn't. And then on third down, some of the man stuff that we had called against a route combination, we had, a couple of young guys make an error twice, and that's on us as coaches to get that fixed. So we got a lot of athletes on that side of the ball. I still like what we're doing up front with our interior defensive tackle position. We've got five guys there really that I'm excited about going and playing, and we'll get it right.
Are the blown coverages something you feel like are fixable?
Absolutely, yeah. And you get them over the sideline, and got two guys that look at you like, "Yeah, coach, I got that." Nine times out of ten, the one, the tight end, the safety that's had his eyes in the backfield. I mean, that's that's day one stuff. So focus, attention to detail, habits. We weren't near where we need to be.
Talk about needing to win games in the SEC, and then Hilton makes the parting penalty, and now I can't play in half of the first game against an SEC opponent. You talked about the discipline and lack of it there.
Yeah, it's frustrating that he led with this is exactly what we talk about. Never anytime you get close in the game of safety with football. And we talk about it a number of times. It doesn't matter if you're head on, if they're coming on a crack back block, any of that stuff. If you get anywhere close above the shoulder pads, that's it. I mean, there's no that's that is day one elementary football. We talk about it a million times a day, and you've got to have the ability to go carry that over and do it in the game. I talked to him, and obviously it took points off the board, and we got a field goal out of it. And so really minus 4 points for us on that situation. I'll tell you what he told me, but it's not going to be what you want to hear, right? He said he broke the tackle, didn't know where he was going to make sure he got in the end zone. And I said, yeah, me too. Get in the end zone, right? Hand the ball to the official, and lesson learned.
He thought it was the right call from the
Yeah, absolutely. The officials are always right. That's right. I mean, it's what the rule is. We go do it. So, you know, you don't, if there's traffic around you and you dive for the goal line, then that's different. But you're out and open. They don't care. You know, I never got in that situation, run the ball, because I was never out in the open, right? You got guys chasing you. You don't know how close you are. So that's, you know, in Damari's mind, because he just had stepped out of the tackles. He didn't know how close they were. But anyway, I saw a replay on it. But, you know, there was a touch of celebration there. So the official did a great job. So that's the rule. They called it. Live with it, learn from it, and don't do it again.
Is that something you've talked to the team about, or is this a good learning lesson week 1?
Oh, we've talked about every situation that you can dream up. We've talked about it. So, but we'll definitely learn from it, teach it from it.
Considering the way last year went for it, what's going through your mind when Tucker bangs the first PAT and then the kickoff out of bounds?
I was surprised. I'm glad he got back on track. Had plenty of opportunities, obviously, but that's we can't go down that road. We don't have the time to do that.
Can you talk about his plays that looked in sync and just they were on the same page? They all talk about how much they've learned from last year and how much more they feel comfortable with the playbook. That looked that way to you?
Absolutely. I mean, the 10 guys that played last year, that were starters last year, that came back this year, I think, you know, they have an understanding. Last year at times, they didn't really, they you know, it's like you're getting into a new language. You kind of get it, and then the more and more you spend time with it, then, you know, now you become to in a position where you grasp it, and that's where we're at. So, you know, I was excited to see some of the guys that haven't played before step in and play well on that side, but also, you know, the guys returning, you know, they were making adjustments. You could hear them talking on the sideline because we've got, you know, coverage-wise what we're getting on, where you're going to break the route, you know, that changes just a little bit because they know what the guy next to him on the other side of the formation, the same thing he's doing. So that was a good part of today to be able to listen to that on the sideline as they made changes.
You can bet that the fans are going to see that score defensively and the red bells are going to go off. What can you tell them? You feel good about this year instead?
Yeah, it's like I said. I mean, it is by no even – remote idea and thought is that anywhere close to where we need to be. We absolutely have work to do. I understand that. I am also quite confident that we'll be a lot better moving forward.
How much weight is on Jordan Homer's shoulders going forward?
I'm sorry?
How much weight is on Jordan Homer's?
Oh, really, if you look at the entire back end, there, you know, we got a lot of guys we got to get ready to go play. And, you know, he's no different than anybody else. You know, he needs to play at the standard and the level that we need him to. If not, we've got to do a better job coaching.
Coach, is part of the frustration with the defense today because, tell me I'm wrong, heading into this game, you're like, all right, last year wasn't as great as we wanted to be. Here's a chance against an FCS team to kind of show what we've got on defense and then start the
race. I didn't, you know, and maybe I'm wrong, but I didn't spend a lot of time on dwelling on last year. This is an entirely new team, a new locker room. So I built on what we have, what we need to do from a process standpoint to be able to go play the right way. And I didn't do a very good job week 1. So luckily, offense bailed me out, and we're 1-0. Yeah, we've got, you know, a couple things, and I know Nick and Chad will hand out, you know, some information on that, but very limited on what I can say, but, you know, through some ongoing things with the NCAA and the academic case going on with Mizzou, A.J. Logan is one that is going to miss some time for that. He's done a great job practicing, leading, done an unbelievable job still, you know, and he'll get on the field this year, but it's going to be a little bit of time. Say it again, I'm sorry.
What do you think of Stack's team today?
What did
you guys say after?
I say it again, I'm sorry.
What do you think of Stack's team and what did you guys say after the game?
What do I think of Stack's team?
Yeah.
I thought they came in and competed really well. I thought that they had a great game plan. And I told him that, you know, great job. Love you. Talk to you soon.
And then today was Drew Locke's game. Was there any point you thought he was going to have a record-breaking game?
No, I was just watching, you know, as the scores kept happening, you know, trying to find a way to make sure we could get a stop on defense.
Coach, can you talk about any players who you saw on defense
Without looking at the rotation on exactly how it went over the course of the game, I mean, there's a number of guys. You know, Bledsoe played there towards the end, did some good things, so he'll have a role moving forward, I'm quite certain of. You know, there'll be a number of guys there.
And can you talk about how Terry Beckner and Otsi did kind of coming off this ACL, like where their conditioning?
I'm glad to get game one for them out of the way, really we worked through some things mentally with them just getting back to this point, you know, and then you get out into that arena, they're going to be a little bit better, you know, tomorrow for practice. They'll have a little more confidence. Yeah. Well, I think offensively, I mean, we know what we can do. There's a standard and expectation just like we have on the other side of the ball, and offensively they hit it today. So we got to build on it. Make corrections where we need, and continue to push forward, because he's, you know, we can be a dynamic group on that side, no doubt.
Do you see him this year as being a guy that's going to have some better success against the better defense?
Say it again. I'm sorry.
You think this year he's better suited to have success against the better defense?
Oh, I hope so. I mean, this the understanding, the maturity level he has now, and our offense being in the system again. You know, we've got to play well. If it's, you know, a top five defense across from us, we need to find a way to play well. And but I've got belief and faith that we've got a chance to do that with the playmakers we have.
We've got time for a couple more. What did you see in the second half from the defense that made you feel a little bit
better? Oh, they played with a little more urgency. We didn't get let all the motion and some of those things that were getting our eyes in the wrong spot early on. We didn't let that. We calmed down and played a little bit more solid. So we'll build on that. Then I know, you know, there'd be a lot of really – and I'm believe me, I'm not happy with it, not even close to it, but I also know that we're going to be a lot better.
Very interesting. Kind of game in a rough first half. Did you go in and really reevaluate personnel, or do you how they play?
I think we've got to look – you know, we've got to look at how we approached the game plan that we thought we had. I think we need to look at that, really, you know, self-evaluation on that, because there were a couple times that I didn't put us in a very good spot, very good position. And then there's also evaluation of personnel, and there's also evaluation of with the adjustments that we made. Obviously, we were good in the second half, but as you keep going, you've got to, you know, after one series, I better get it changed and fixed. But I thought really, but the way a couple times we were getting lined up, I thought we had a chance to get it stopped. We'll look at a lot of different things.
You think Chase is okay with losing his record today since he has
first trial? Yo, congratulations to Chase Daniel. Now, this heard that on in the locker room after they had their first child. And, what a great Mizzou Tiger he is, and his family. And congratulations to him. I know he'll be an outstanding father. Well, great story, and he's a tremendous competitor and a great guy. You know, our team voted on our captains, and he's earned everything that he's got. And he walked in the door, and the great thing that we try to do in this program, it doesn't matter if you're a fifth-year senior or first day of school guy, when you're walking in the door, everybody has a chance to go compete. They're treated the same, and they've got the opportunities to go become a great player, graduate from school, and be a great teammate. And Jordan's done all that. And if you watch his practice, there's no doubt why he has the respect that he does. A tremendous kid.
All right, Coach, thank you.
Thanks, guys.